Welcome back to the Smoked Free Zone. I am your host, LeJean Dantzler. What's up, everybody? Today's topic is the LGBTQ, the Oscars, Kevin Hart, and the ego. Let's get to it. As you may know, there's been this huge controversy with Kevin Hart and the Oscars. Essentially, Kevin Hart was offered a spot to host the Oscars, and he declined after they asked him to make an apology, a public apology to the LGBTQ community. And so Kevin Hart decided to step down from doing his dream gig because he didn't want to do an apology. And everybody's been going back and forth about it, and people are siding. It's like half and half split. And my opinion, right? I think that in the past, he said in a comedy skit that he, and it was a comedy skit, mind you, that he would rather die if his son came out gay. And I feel like there's a little bit of truth to it. I think there's a little bit of truth to every joke, just a little bit, right? It's just sugar-coated truth, right? Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, right? But he's since apologized for those statements that he did in the past. And I feel for him to step down and not take the position to do his dream job because he had to apologize is a little bit of his ego getting in the way. And the reason why I say it's his ego, he states that he's changed and he's grown and he's apologized already, and yet on his Instagram feed he's clearly upset that they want him to apologize again. And my viewpoint is, if you truly have changed and you truly are sorry for those comments, it should be no sweat to apologize again. Especially if it's something that you've really wanted to do your whole life, and you know, it would have been a highlight of your career. And the reason why I say this is ego is because essentially, if the reason why the community felt a type of way, because probably the apology that he's done doesn't feel sincere, and pride is like the ego, like no one's gonna make me feel like doing something I don't want to do, or I don't want to apologize because I already apologized. But if you truly are sincere about your comments that you made in the past, it should be no problem, right? And I think it's his ego. And I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, but I think this is a prime example of ego getting in the way of ambitions, goals, and dreams. Mind you, he has a wonderful and successful career. But, you know, I feel that if he was really sincere about his apology to the LGBTQ community, I feel like there's an event that he could have spoken at and did an apology on a broader scale, or did some maybe community service. I think there's just a disconnect of not understanding the community and how hard it is to be gay in the society. And so I think the community constantly is like checking everybody, because it's so hard to just like be yourself, right? Because it's a no-no and it's not this and you can't get married, and it's like it's all these restrictions, and so it makes it hard. And so like when you have someone of high social status to make insensitive comments, it hurts. But on the flip side, if you make up for it in a way on in a broader scale, whether it be like there's so many events that he could have spoken at or done. I think there's just that ego that's like, I already apologized and I am not doing it anymore. And clearly, if people didn't feel a way, they wouldn't have brought it up to the Oscars. I don't necessarily think it's a black thing. I think it's just a you made a comment or you made comments and it hurt people. And if you were doing it in the backwoods somewhere where nobody knew and no one saw it, that'd be okay. But it's on such a broader scale because you're a celebrity. And your ego allows you to post pictures of you on vacations and on jet skis, but not at a gala at one of these events and apologizing and sincerely coming to terms with the community and understanding that community, even though you are not a part of the community. But he is human, right? And so he is a part of the collective. And so I'm not really sure if now I wonder if his apology was sincere, because, you know, it takes nothing to be like, I apologize and I'm sorry. And if the other person on the other end doesn't feel it, it's okay to say it again because you are sincere about your apology. It doesn't kill you to make an apology, and that's just all ego. And sometimes our ego gets in the way of us all the time. And what I mean when I say ego is a collection of ideas and thoughts that are not of your own. They're like things from childhood that develop into this new persona, or the persona that you project onto people. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I think truly everyone's affected. And I'm pretty sure the Oscars are disappointed that he decided to back out because of not wanting to apologize. I sincerely think that it's not that big of a deal to apologize, especially if you've made hurtful comments to someone or people. And, I urge you guys, and I practice this myself, if I've truly hurt someone, I listen to them and understand where they're coming from, and I do sincerely apologize. Because, you know, spreading love is the most important thing to me, and I hope it's the same for you. Because you just never know what other people are going through. And no, it's not your duty and your job to coddle everyone, but I think it is your duty as a human just to love everyone. And so I just wanted to share that with you guys. Let me know your thoughts about it. Yeah, email me at smokedfree@gmail.com. I would love to hear your take on this situation. Because, hey, maybe I could be wrong. And I'd like to know. Yeah. So you guys let me know. Shoot me an email. And I will talk to you beautiful people soon. Have a blessed day, guys. Peace. You know, growing up as a gay male in the 80s, 90s, 100s, it definitely was difficult. It definitely still is not the most celebrated thing, and I had no choice in the matter, right? It's just, it truly is a part of who I am, and luckily I had outlets to help me deal with it and deal with who I was in a positive manner. And I know that everybody's not as strong as I was. And so when Kevin made those statements, what he doesn't realize is that it trickles on into other people's consciousness. And it has them treating their brothers and their sisters with a little disdain and a little, it promotes that ideology of like, that's weird, that's strange, and I don't like it, when we all are just human. And so the reason why I say that is because some people commit suicide, some people are bullied all the time, and you know, I was bullied to a certain degree, but I say again, I was lucky to have outlets like dance and the arts to help me kind of stay out of it and stay active, and almost like not deal with it but deal with it. And so my opinion comes from like firsthand knowing how it is to not be accepted at a young age, and later on as an adult learning to accept myself and not look for other people to accept me. But it takes time to like develop that, and so that's why I think it's a little dangerous to make statements like that, even if it's a joke on such a big platform. And I grew up in the South Bronx, and so I wasn't afforded, you know, the space to just walk around living my best life, even though I did. It just was, at some points, not the easiest to be me and be myself as a young gay male, regardless of I'm mixed, Puerto Rican, black. I don't think that has anything to do with it. It's just like the environment that I was in. It just necessarily wasn't the most embracing of events in my life. And so that's why I come from that place of like loving like your sisters and brothers and your friends for just like being human and not for the sex that they choose to engage or identify as. because not everybody is as strong, and people hurt people, and because of a lack of knowledge. And so, yeah, that's where my opinion really, really comes from, because I understand. I consider myself a part of that community, and I like to get more into helping that community, the community that I'm in. I think it's just like one aspect of who I am. So, you know, I necessarily, under my pictures on Instagram, I'm not like gay man and gay this and gay that. I don't do that. But I do recognize that I'm a part of the community, and I think about the younger generation that's more freer and have more options. And I also know that the internet can be a little harsh at times for young kids, and I never want someone to hurt themselves because of not feeling accepted. And especially because, you know, you don't have to be gay, straight, bi, trans. You don't have to be those people to like other people, like artists. And so, like, it would be a stab in the heart if you've constantly followed Kevin Hart and you followed his career and he inspired you, and then he turns around and makes a comment that stabs you and hurts you. You know? So, yeah, let's spread some more love, right? Let's not be insensitive and be a little bit more conscious as like humans and a little bit more understanding. And I think things will definitely get better. I love you guys. So, I am going to share a little bit about myself and how I came to this opinion. Here we go. Guys, I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to share my story and my opinions with you guys. Let's connect on Facebook, Instagram, or through email. I'd love to hear your stories. I'd love to hear if you want me to discuss anything, any topics. You can reach me at smokedfree@gmail.com. or Instagram, Lajon, LAJON _ Dantzler, DANTZLER. Yeah, and I look forward to hearing from you guys, and I just want to say thank you so much, and stay blessed. Until next time, peace.